see it here, it's on the left.
Well.
Right here, it's on the right, and there it's on the left.
Well, I never would have thought that.
Of course, maybe the picture's reversed or something.
No, I don't think so, no. But do you know that he got better looking the older he got? He was, that was, we'd been married 50 years then. I really think he got better looking as the older he got. Yes, sir, he sure changed the part of his hair.
Oh, you dropped a little clipping under the chair there.
Well, I've never got these quite finished, I'll show you. Well, then I just took, when he died, I just took, I made a picture off of that one, you see, and cut it in here. I did Roger tell you how he was killed?
No.
This, he was on this tractor here, just taking just a few weeks before he died. And he was on this tractor and he was going around our car and he had a seizure. He'd been having those spells. And he just kept going, just kept on going. Went off a 20-foot embankment.
Oh my.
And was killed. And I found him.
Oh my.
And he'd been gone about 3 hours. Down in the hot sun, lying in the hot sun in the bed of the creek. Hmm. Yeah, he was 76.
My goodness.
Well, he didn't know what happened because whenever he'd take those spells, he'd become unconscious.
Well, isn't it fortunate that...
And Roger, he came and helped get him out.
Boy, that's difficult. My father died last April. But he was sick one night and that was all.
Yes,
That
how,
was it.
How old was he?
74.
Yes. Yes, he was the best corn crop we ever had, and he was disking around the field. And he'd probably been here yet.
Yeah, you can't tell about those things, though. Those seizures get progressively worse, eventually.
What caused it? And about 30 years ago, he got hurt in a runaway and had was knocked out, you see, had a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And he got over that concussion all right, but in 54, he began to have convulsions, seizures. It's much like epilepsy, only they said it was caused from scar tissue from that old concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have those quite often, sometimes. He'd go 2 or 3 months and he'd come on all of a sudden. And then sometime it'd be 2 weeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd had a very severe one about 2 weeks before, and that night he got up in the night. He said he couldn't breathe good and got up and walked out on the porch. And I suppose this was coming on. And he was killed there.
Well, it's tragic when it happens.
Farmed all of his life. From the time he's 11 years old. He was 11 years old when he left Nebraska. He went to Texas and went to working hard on the farm.
Hmm.
Yeah, I can remember when you'd look over the fields of corn and they looked right black in those early days, in the 90s, you know.
Uh-huh. And they've just gotten progressively paler?
Yes, we didn't think about fertilizer or anything then.
We didn't have it, of course. I imagine you spread your manure from the barn there. But
my husband had a manure spreader and he put everything back on the soil. He was a good farmer. He just lived his life here on this farm.
Oh, we were talking about the fire. How did you start a fire if it went out?
We just start with matches and dry kindling at night while we'd when we had a fireplace where we'd keep coals over, and my father would take the shovel and carry those coals to the kitchen, you know, and start a fire. He'd always call me every morning. He'd put a ticket of water on and he'd call me to start breakfast, you see. He really spared my mother all he could.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she was always with a little baby.
How many children did your mother have?
She had 9 in all.
Did they all live?
One little boy